This is the Savvy Traveler. I'm Rudy Maxa. In the early 80s, ethnobotanist Wade Davis traveled to Haiti and encountered the fascinating cultural phenomenon known as voodoo. Here's how Davis describes it.
All voodoo is a distillation of very profound religious ideas that came over from Africa during the tragic diaspora of the slavery era. It became sown in the fertile soil of the New World. It is not a black magic cult. It is a complex metaphysical worldview. Haitians have a wonderful expression. They say, you white people go to church and speak about God. We dance in the temple and become God. And as you move through the cultural landscape of Haiti, you find yourself working your way through a surrealistic landscape in which people walk in and out of their spirit realm with an ease and impunity that has always astonished the ethnographic observer.
His fascination of voodoo became the basis for Davis's spellbinding novel and later film called The Serpent and the Rainbow. Since then, Davis has continued to explore indigenous cultures, and his most recent book is called Shadows in the Sun, a compilation of essays about many of their customs and rituals. In the book, Wade argues that in our quest to know the world, we often disturb the foundations that make native cultures stable. So when he stopped by, I asked Davis to explain what it is that makes up an indigenous society.
Well, I suppose an indigenous society is any traditional small society that remains rooted through myth and memory to a particular place on the earth. And I think one of the things that is important to realize is that even those of us who are sympathetic with the plight of these indigenous societies nevertheless sort of view them as quaint and colorful, but somehow reduced to the margins of history as the modern world moves inexorably forward. But if there's one lesson of anthropology, it's that there's other ways of being, other ways of thinking, other ways of interacting with the earth. And that's what leaves me full of hope. You know, the Penan in the forests of Borneo, the wandering holy men in the Sahara, the Inuit in the high Arctic teach us that there are other ways of living on this earth.
Do indigenous people want to stay the way they are, or is that a myth that we as Westerners bring to the table?
It's a very important question. Anthropologists, Rudy, are always accused of trying to sequester indigenous people into the past, freeze them in time like some kind of zoological specimen. Anthropologists want nothing of the sort. All anthropologists want to do is ensure that indigenous people have a chance to embrace the modern on their own terms. It's really fundamentally an issue of human rights.
There's the concept that by observing something, you change actually what you're observing. When you were in Haiti, for example, do you think your presence altered their reality in any long-term way?
I think it would be kind of arrogant for me to presume that I influenced such a rich tradition as Haiti. It certainly influenced me in my own thinking. But I think there is some truth to the fact that there's a dialectic relationship between the visitor and the host, between the outsider and the insider, which is one of the most sort of exciting and touching and subtle dynamics that there is. I mean, you know, we see this all the time, even in something like ecotourism, which has this great conceit that it's a benign, inherently benign form of tourism, when all it is a form of tourism that increases the penetration of the hinterland. Believe me, just the fact that you wear a Patagonia fleece and have a Nikon as opposed to having loud Bermuda shorts and a Kodak Instamatic doesn't make you different when you're interfacing across the centuries on the upper plateau of Tibet.
What lessons have you learned about living that you've taken out of your experiences with, say, the jaguar shamans of Venezuela or the voodoo acolytes of Haiti?
I think in a sense I've learned to question the hubris and certainty of my scientific world. People seek the comfort of faith at some level, and we should come to peace with the fact that science answers one set of questions, how? Religion answers a different set of questions, why? And those things don't need to fight against each other. They can be complementary. And if we bring those two worlds together, and that certainly is what I've discovered in my travels, I think we'll be a happier and more sane people.
Wade Davis's newest book is Shadows in the Sun. It's published by Island Press.